There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back. Right back at it today at Bet Rivers. Get ready to go with USC and Michigan State. Great house specials every single day, whether it's college hoops, MLB. How about Philly's longest win streak of the season? 7.5. That's up as well. That's a hometown discount in Pennsylvania. And you can win up to $10,000 in bonus money by playing their exclusive squares. Place a qualifying bet, get a square on the house. If your numbers match, you win. Restrictions on qualifying wagers, bonuses, and credit use. Full terms and conditions available. BetRiversSquares.com.
Full hour of today's program left, and it's going to be nothing but college basketball. We're live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. We'll recap what took place yesterday in 15 minutes, win-lose. Wes Reynolds, VSiN host, very good on college basketball. His best bets for today in 30 minutes. And then our in-pocket plays at 6:45. And we'll tell you about something that happened to me and to Paul within a two-week stretch. And the odds of this happening, I don't know, 200 to 1? And
higher than that, no.
Higher than that?
It's only happened twice in my life.
I was in quite the pickle 2 weeks ago, and it happened to you yesterday. Okay, some props and how they're looking in the madness. I bet under 8 wins for the Big Ten. Boy, Maryland, thank you. Thank you for coming through for me yesterday. That was just great. And I had West Virginia money line. Really appreciate that. You were god-awful for the first 10, 12 minutes of that game.
Couldn't put them away.
No, West Virginia.
Should have had a huge lead. Should have had a huge lead.
So they have 3 wins, and today, Sparty gets USC, Purdue in a 116, and IU, Indiana, a 4.5-point favorite over Kent State. How many wins will the Big Ten get today? I'll set it at 2. If I make it 1.5, you'll go over that.
Go over.
Okay. Yeah. The SEC, they were 5-1.
So that prop cashed. Several books had how many teams would make it to the round of 32. I bet that ACC, and I'm in trouble with that. I got to go 2-1 today. SEC went over. It was 4.5, and they had a very good day. And they could have a monster tournament here, especially if Auburn can beat Houston now with the Houston injuries.
Yep. SEC only one loss. That was Texas A&M late last night to Penn State. Penn State was really good again. And Kentucky is playing today. The SEC win total was 11.5 before it started. ACC overall for the tournament, though, I think was 4.5.
Yes.
They got the one win by Duke yesterday. That's
one
it. They have Pitt, NC State, and Miami going today.
Uh-huh.
So you need two out of those three to win?
Yep. I'm a dog. The Furman win was a killer. I like to see it. I mean, good. I mean, that's just Virginia deserved it. Up 12, and then they couldn't get a stop, and then the ridiculous play
based on that pass alone, they deserve to lose the game.
Yep.
And the Big 12, obviously, the best conference in college basketball, they had a gigantic win total. I think it was 10.5 in that neighborhood.
Where? Big 10?
Big 12.
Oh, Big 12. I'm sorry.
Two wins yesterday.
Yes.
West Virginia blew the game. Today, Baylor laying doubles. Iowa State, 4.5-point favorites.
Yep.
K-State, a big number. And then TCU in the late game tonight against ASU.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you. I kind of like the over in that game. Okay. So, Mountain West, which we've talked about a lot. I have the under. It was a snap call when I saw 3.5. I should have. So I bet the limit on it, and the number moved. I should have bet it again. Now, it's easy for me to say that after they were 1-3.
You're right. We've been doing this every year.
We talk about it every
year. How about this guy? Sorry, quickly. But what is he? Mid-major madness or something on Twitter?
Oh.
He goes, I got to tell you, I don't like this narrative now with this Mountain West. Goes back to 2001. What are you talking about?
What does he?
Truth. They're 21-54 straight up, Jack.
Yeah. What?
They're 1-13 straight up in ATS on this run here. And again, look at the cover. Look at what the cover was. Foul. No call. Yeah. Foul. 0.7 with the free throws. Come on. I mean, Utah State's lost 10 in a row in the tournament now. San Diego State saved their bacon. You're right. The Aztecs have to go to the Final Four for you to lose that bet now.
Well, here's how I would lose that bet. San Diego State beats Furman. Okay, they're a 6-point favorite. Can Maryland beat Alabama?
Unlikely.
Okay. We'll assume it's Alabama. San Diego State would then have to beat Alabama. And then down low, it's already opened up. There's no Arizona. So then at this point, what are we looking at? Missouri, Princeton, Creighton, Baylor?
No.
They have to go through all those teams to get to the Final Four? If I lose this bet, I'm taking a week off.
Yep, that's okay. Yep, I got you. The other ones, too. The 15 prop obviously cashed at plus 210 with Princeton shocking Arizona. You also you lose that. I also lost the, 14, 15, or 16 win a game. We didn't have a 14-3 yesterday. All of them are today.
All
how bizarre
today?
Is that? Yeah. And then you had 3-1-16 matchups, and you only have the Purdue game.
Hmm.
So that cashed, and then the prop 4.5 upsets, it's going by seeding, that was 4. So the under cashed there.
Okay.
Largest lead, that still stayed under with 1 day left with a round of 64, and obviously no buzzer beater and no overtime.
Close.
Very close.
Close on the buzzer beaters, though.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Asked you this earlier. I think this is fascinating. If you could go back and bet it right now, I don't know if a book will repost this or not, but you can bet like combined seeds for the Final Four teams, right? The sum of all seeds. 15.5. Over was plus 170. Arizona is out. Houston looks like they might be in trouble with the injuries.
Gotta love the over now.
Gotta go over 15.5.
Yeah.
So then, what's the largest seed to reach the Final Four after day one? That was 7.5. The over was plus 155.
Oh, God. There's so many. That's cash and no problem.
It's going to go over?
Oh, yeah.
You think an 8 seed's going to get? That's what it takes.
Yeah.
An 8, 9, or a 10 seed will get to the Final Four.
Oh, Final Four.
To get to the Final Four. Yeah.
I thought that was Sweet 16.
I would still go under on that.
Okay.
Because it takes a lot for that high of a seed to get to the Final Four.
Okay.
Okay, so.
The AAC, you're in trouble with that now. Boy, oh boy, was 3.5 over 170. Oh, mama. Which I guess Memphis could win a couple games, but with this sucks with this Houston news. This is terrible.
Don't you? I mean.
Same thing, with Clark and UCLA, although they looked great last night. I mean, this is, Sasser says it's a 7, the injury's a 7. God.
Yeah, they asked him about it.
They could be down 2 guys, and they got to play a road game?
Yeah. Against a good tournament coach and a team that's not exactly fun to play?
Right.
Oh, boy.
But this is why we love this, though. I mean, again, Arizona was number 4 in offensive efficiency. I had lunch. I wanted to throw up. But you could see it coming, too. I mean, how does that happen? How they were so bad, and Lloyd did a horrible job, lack of adjustments and getting out coached. But what you scored 6 points in the final 11 minutes when you have 2 7-footers and you're playing an Ivy League team? It's impossible.
Awful.
They're outscored 18-4 in the final 8 minutes. They're up 51-41. Then you think, okay, it appears they have it now. And you're thinking, are they going to cover the second half, which I bet, and also can they even cover the game? And the next thing you know, it's 51-48, a quick 7-0 Princeton run. But then they're up 5 with 4 minutes, and they don't score the rest of the game.
Yeah.
Just an abomination. Just a disaster.
Again.
And they have now set the record for most losses to 13 seeds or worse, and they become the first school to lose to a 15 twice. Remember, they lost to Steve Nash in Santa Clara.
Oh, they were one of the first two seeds to
ever
go down.
Yeah.
So this is something to file away for next year, is that Arizona's teams are going to be loaded throughout the regular season. That's now back-to-back absolute flops by this team. I think Arizona's team last year was good enough to win the national title. They lost in the second round to TCU. And Mathurin,
they won that game.
They got bounced right after that. Right. They could have lost that game. They had Mathurin, who is like one of the best rookies in the entire league this year in the NBA, and his talent level is off the charts. This year's team is like equally as talented, but you go out right away. Just like, and we talked about this a lot, Fran McCaffrey with Iowa. I mean, at what point do you have to look at it and say, okay, you run a fun system, you score a lot of points, but first, you're a nightmare to deal with, and he's never been to the second weekend.
No, it's enough.
This is no 13 tournaments, never a second weekend for this guy.
And 4 tournament wins in 13 years at Iowa. That's enough. You know, there are still a few people left who think Underwood's a good coach. You can't get there with that either anymore. He's never been to the second weekend.
I can't believe that.
And he's been a one seed before as well. So that's, did anything jump out to you Saturday?
Yes, it did, in fact. I'm fading Houston.
I missed
the best number.
I
it
agree.
Opened up late last night at around 8, but that dropped quickly. I still think it's too many points. They're laying 5.5 right now in that game.
Right. Now, Missouri shot, I believe, 40% from 3 against Utah State. Just a fluky game. Utah State, a good shooting team, couldn't make a damn thing.
Couldn't make anything.
But I think they'll bury Princeton. I think Missouri will handle Princeton. Again, Princeton didn't even play well. They didn't do anything. It was Arizona just horror show for last 10 minutes of the game.
And they're laying
6.5.
My point with, I said this yesterday about Missouri, to alert people to this, that had Arizona even won, I thought that this would be a quick turnaround and a tricky spot for Arizona to play against,
I thought
right?
the same thing.
Yep.
I'm betting against Arizona after they win this game because they'll be a good-sized favorite against Missouri, and then they can't even win the game.
Right. So, no, I think Missouri now, they're going to beat Princeton. I mean, could be wrong. Last year, St. Peter's, but, you know, people kept doubting them. And then, you know, they're looking at Creighton, Baylor, a combination there. NC State, Santa Barbara would be, if upsets happen. I think Missouri's looking at an Elite Eight run now. I'm not going to be surprised if next weekend we're talking about Alabama and Missouri to go to the Final Four. That would not stun me at all. Like I said earlier, to look at this one pod in the Midwest, are you going to be stunned if we're talking Miami, Drake, Indiana, or Kent State, one of those four teams to play Texas to go to the Final Four? Not going to be.
That's the one. There's so many scenarios now in the Midwest. This could be a Drake. This could be a Kent. It could be, who knows? You could get a Kent. You could really get nuts with like a Kennesaw State, Kent State game to play, go to the Elite Eight.
And Paulie, we live and breathe. It happens every single year. You're going to have at least one region where it's completely upside down. Win some, lose some. Recapping all of yesterday's action up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Wow, winning. Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, here we go. Princeton Moneyline, 9-1, pre-flop. Plus 475 with under 3 minutes left in the game. That was also available. I took 250. Again, the damn thing was spooling on me. Because, we're like two, three possessions behind in play.
Oh,
that's the other thing.
No question.
That is unbelievable when you think about it, when you look. Yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah. We are so far behind from what you're watching from what the in-play feed is. You find that out the hard way. Furman Moneyline 2-1. They won 15 of 16. They were as high as 10-1 in play. What a win.
Well, I mean,
good for them.
We're watching that game closely to begin the day. And if you really paid attention to Furman on offense, they were doing nothing. I mean, they would send three guys out behind the arc and then two guys would isolate on the other side.
Yeah, jack of three.
Movement, nothing going on. And that's another one where Virginia should have buried them. But
Slauson and then the other kid, fantastic, down low and got them going. Northern Kentucky, 1-10, 5-1. Howard, 1-20, 5-1. Colgate, 1-10, plus 235. You had that. Should have paid a little bit higher. It's a 15 seed, but still, you'll take it. West Virginia, Maryland, under 140-136.5. It was a rock fight. Penn State, A&M, over 133 up to 137. Fell 135. Northwestern, plus 1, went off the favorite. Beat Boise. Mountain Worst. More on that in a second. Pacer, Moneyline. Plus 550, one at Milwaukee, catching 12. How about that win?
Yeah, we should have pointed this out yesterday, that there was a Dave Malinsky special. The Bucks did that quick West Coast road trip, and it was a grueling trip because it was Golden State, and then there was a back-to-back with Sacramento and Phoenix. So they're playing a bunch of games in a short amount of time, and then first game back home, and they eventually got blown out in the fourth quarter.
Yep. Arsenal-Lisbon draw, plus 450. That was in Europa yesterday, and you mentioned it. Talked about it on the air and in pocket. Took 5 minutes. Vancouver on the road this year. Goal in the first 10, 30-3. It was only $1.60 yesterday. Winner. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com. Watch the show live. VSiN.com. You always want to see these tweets and videos. Send something in. We'll put you on television. Whatever it may be. How about this guy yesterday at the Red Rock in Summerlin? He's playing $500 a push on video poker. He's playing triple-double, which means aces and a kicker pays the same as a royal. He gets dealt three aces. It comes ace-two. That's $400,000. Look at that.
They have that big of a denomination at the Red Rock?
Can you believe that?
Holy smokes.
I was surprised by that, too. $500 a push, and the guy gets it. Oh, what a feeling.
Oh, that's to begin the madness.
That's right.
All right.
Yep, and this also started the madness. Dave Koken, longtime handicapper here in Las Vegas. He had San Diego State. He tweeted this. after the win. The free throws, the raccoon comes in, the cats are eating, he takes the food, scoops it, runs away. That's it. Isn't that funny? I mean, you had no business there.
Oh,
no business.
What a
more on that coming up.
Horrific beat.
That was a great gif he tweeted out with the rec. Okay, I'll just take it and on my way. San Diego State winner. There you go. Going out, taking the dog for a walk. You know, sure. There you go. Going to cross the road and get it up there. There you go, big fella on the hind legs. A little dance, waving. Never seen this move before. All right, there you go. Cha-cha. Yeah.
The entire walk?
Yes. Well, crossing the road, I guess. I don't know. That's a new one.
Yeah,
I like it.
Impressive.
Sure. Lose some. So you had the guy who won $400,000. Someone at Caesars had $150,000 on Arizona money line.
That stinks.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. On the first day? Yep. West Virginia from 1 up to 3. No good. Texas Colgate over. 146 up to 150. Alabama from 22 up to 24.5. Nope. All right. Let's one lose some. Let's take a... They are the late game tonight. But I found this tweet interesting. Arizona State beat Nevada. So while Florida, Fairleigh Dickinson traveled down the road to Columbus for the game today, Arizona State had to spend the wee hours going to Denver. And look what time they got in.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that tweet.
Yeah, I mean.
So they get bailed out by the late game, but man.
Yeah, that's the first thing I looked at is, okay, what time are they playing?
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Super late, okay.
Right. Mountain West, you want the updated numbers?
Yeah, give them to me.
22-57 straight up in the tournament since 2001. They're on a 1-13 straight up in ATS run. And the cover was San Diego State. the foul with 0.7 seconds.
Yeah. Okay. By the way, it's even worse against Power 5 programs.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
I think we had those numbers yesterday. I can't remember exactly the top of my head, but they have basically no chance against these teams.
Yep. How about history in the NHL? Montreal played Florida. It was 7-3 with 7 minutes left in the first period. Most goals in the first period in NHL history, and it's the first time a team scored 7 goals in the first period since the Hartford Whalers did it in 1985, also against Montreal.
Yeah. So I'm refreshing my phone, going back and forth through all the sports yesterday, and I did like a triple take. I'm like, wait, does that say 4-3 in the first period?
Like
that
10
can't,
minutes
that can't
in.
Be right.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's another one. And then here's two more for you.
Yeah. And you would have got off this game if you saw this tweet. Scott Van Pelt tweeted it. So there was this website who asked all these guys who cover college basketball to pick the first round games.
Oh, boy.
They asked 25 guys, who do you like in the West Virginia-Maryland game? It's an 8-9 game.
Yeah.
24 of the 25 picked West Virginia. Andy Katz was the only guy who picked Maryland.
1,000% I would have gotten off the game.
It's like the Knicks and Hawks last year in the playoffs.
That's exactly what it
every
came
guy
to my mind.
On ESPN picked the Knicks.
And it was a pick 'em series.
It was a pick 'em series. I couldn't believe that. And then thanks to all the tweets, I know Mike Palm sent it out at Mike Palm Circa for the active content. There's too much to put in here, but I can't. We started the day off. The guys at the sports bar, the bartender can't find the remote. How does that happen?
Just insert random city here.
Right.
That's where it was happening. All.
And I think it was the Golden Nugget. Late in the night, the late session, they had arm wrestling and college wrestling on two of the TVs.
Yeah,
in a sports book.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell
was
going on?
Why would they not, Paul?
A couple bad beats. Alabama. That kid from Corpus Christi, I mean, he was going to shoot it the whole way. He's waving people off. It's a 24-point game. He hits the three at the buzzer to put it on 21. And Charleston, plus 5.5.
That's just...
Trying to foul. They don't call it. They don't call it. And then they call it. With 0.7 seconds, he makes both. San Diego State wins by 6.
And that's the one Mountain West team that I bet on.
Yeah.
And I laid 4.5 in that game. I had no business, obviously, cashing that ticket.
Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more, BetRivers.com.
Okay, I have all the updated numbers right now, and this was in the VSiN College Basketball Betting Guide, which was available, obviously, this week from Steve Mackinnon. Updated now with the Mountain West Conference versus major conferences in the tournament since 2000. They are now 9-45 straight up. 9-45, and that is now 12-40-2 ATS. That's hovering, that's getting into 20% territory.
Oh.
Folks, it's like the best thing to bet every single year against this. And they keep putting four teams in.
I was just going to say that. You got to stop this. You can't. Come on.
If a team like Nevada is on the bubble next year, I don't. But we need them to, though, Paul.
Well, yeah.
It makes it great for opportunity. Look at this. I mean, Utah State goes down to Missouri.
By double digits.
Yeah, they just, poor Utah State. Really good basketball team. They just, they couldn't hit anything. Northwestern got Boise State last night. And then in the night, two nights ago, Arizona State, I mean, that was over with 10 minutes into the game.
Yeah, it was.
Blew out Nevada.
Yep. And Charleston, that game's tied late. You know, another reason also, forget about, as much as we talk about the foul, you're catching 5.5. The game's tied late.
Yeah.
Charleston had the lead, too. They didn't even play well.
No, they didn't have a good game.
They were running, there were some peculiar sets offensively, lack thereof.
What do you think the total would have been in San Diego State, Virginia? 128, probably, in that range. And that would not have gone well for San Diego State. Although they would have been looking at themselves in the mirror playing Virginia. I think Virginia would have gone to the Sweet 16 and beat San Diego State.
Did you see the Furman kid after the game talking to his coach? He threw the ball up. I couldn't believe it. Nobody could. What Clark was doing. I mean, that is just nuts.
All time.
With a veteran player with a timeout still to just throw it up for grabs at half court.
It's an all-time gaffe, Paul.
Yeah.
I know what Julian Edelow said earlier when he was on the show from DraftKings. It's strange when you think about it. He did actually have one of the greatest passes. That pass,
that's right. That's exactly right.
If that pass doesn't happen and that shot, they're done. And they went on to win the national title in 2019. So he's a fifth-year senior. How do you? I know he was falling out of bounds, but whose natural reaction is it as a basketball player to just go, okay, bombs away, rather than throw it off the guy's leg right in front of you?
Right. Or just wait because they're going to foul you. Or then try to fire it off someone's knee. Or, as Barkley said, just throw it in the air as high as you can.
Right.
That's the other. That's much better.
Magic Johnson did that, I think, game one, 1991 finals when they beat the Bulls. Like 4 or 5 seconds left on the clock, he got the ball and he just goes, zing, get it out of here. He threw it as far as he could. Wes Reynolds, VSiN host, great on college basketball. We'll get his best bets for today coming up here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get everything you need to bet the madness. Only $19. You get every pick from every host and every guest. Picks from the Godfather, Brent Musburger. The betting guide's phenomenal. Preview of every team. You get access to VSiN through the end of the tournament. That's the special. Only $19. VSiN.com/subscribe.
Wes Reynolds is a host here on VSiN. He does the show with Matt Youmans. 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast. It's called VSiN Tonight. He's excellent on college basketball. Wes, thanks for the time today. You also went to Indiana, that is your alma mater. They're laying 4.5 tonight against Kent State. Forget about the point spread for a second here. How worried are you about the Hoosiers getting an outright win?
Very worried, and good to be on with you this morning, guys. I think that this was the toughest 13 seed that Indiana could have gotten. And, they were going to get a 4 seed, but I would have rather them played Lafayette. I would have rather them even played Furman, despite the fact that they're a very experienced team and they're moving on than the draw. I just think Kent State is really good defensively, and they can give IU some problems. IU really struggles, and they've struggled all year if you've watched this team in terms of switching ball screens, over-helping, under-rotating, depending on what term you want to use. And Kent has a ball-dominant guard and Sincere Carey that's what he does. He goes off ball screens. But, Kent is very physical, and Kent's not going to back down from the moment. And I think part of that is because of their coach, Rob Senderoff. And just to give a little history lesson for maybe some people that don't know, Rob Senderoff was once an assistant at Indiana under Kelvin Sampson. And this was back in 2007. He and Kelvin Sampson and that staff were forced to resign because of some recruiting violations and some lack of program control, basically. There are a lot of other issues outside of some excess telephone calls to recruits. But, Rob Senderoff and Kelvin Sampson, that whole regime, they don't like Indiana, and Indiana doesn't like them. So there is a little bit of bad blood, I think, here. And there's nothing more that Rob Senderoff would love to do than to stick it to Indiana. And, you're motivated anyway in the NCAA tournament. but there's that little extra motivation. And then you also look at Kent. They're very much like Houston in that way, in terms of that style of defense they play. They're top 40 in defensive efficiency in the KenPom. They like to trap the post, which you've seen Northwestern do a lot if you've watched a lot of Big Ten basketball this year. Chris Lowry is Chris Collins' main assistant, the former head coach at Southern Illinois, and that's how they played Purdue. They trapped Zach Edey in the post, and that's what they did to Indiana. They trapped Trace Jackson Davis, and that forces an offense to get really stagnant. And then they have a guy, Malik Jacobs, who's a really good on-ball defender, and Jalen Huchefino is going to have a tough matchup. And Jalen, ever since that Purdue game where he had one of the greatest performances by a freshman in Mackey Arena history, he's looked a little tired at the end of the season. I think Trace Jackson Davis has looked a little tired at the end of the season because he's having to play 38 minutes every night.
Yeah, the other thing, too, when you look at their resume, they led late at Gonzaga. They're tied late at Houston. They run out Toledo, who had won 17 in a row. They lost by two to Charleston. You don't see a resume like this from a mid-major.
Yeah, not at all. And you mentioned that, Paulie, of the Houston game. That was a one-point game with about 1 minute to go.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that the aforementioned Sincere Carey was 2 for 22 in that game.
Wow.
And yet it was a one possession game at then number one Houston. So, yeah, this is a concerning matchup. I actually did play the under. I didn't play the side. I played the under at 141 in this game. I just think, you know, I wonder what Indiana's energy is going to be. I was listening to an interview because I did a spot back home on an Indianapolis radio station. And before me was Don Fisher, the longtime radio voice of the Indiana Hoosiers. And he's very perceptive. And obviously he's covered this team for 50 years and said they looked like a really tired basketball team. So the 1-2 in the NCAA tournament is always there. But how much energy you have, and when you play a lot of these high leverage games where you get down and you have to come back, like they did against Maryland last Friday night, they did win. But also on Saturday, you know, they pressed late, kind of got back in the game against Penn State. And you just wonder about teams' energy level because you never know. And I know you talked about it in the segment earlier. You never know what's going to happen. You never know when a team is just not going to have any energy, kind of like what you saw with Arizona yesterday.
Yes, yes. So a couple guys who went to UCSB emailed in and texted that they don't have a shot, and they ran some reasons down. But, you know, yeah, I talked to Bruce Marshall, humans. There's so many guys at VSiN and guys who cover the sport who think the Gauchos can actually win the game. What do you think of UCSB and Baylor?
I did take UCSB at 11.5. And really, I mean, it's more of a play against Baylor because if you've watched this team, their defense has just been dreadful. It's, you know, Scott Drew has had some pretty good defenses running matchup zones over the years, but they can't guard at all. Now, they got three guys on offense that can get ISO and get the shots that they want. So they're very explosive offensively. Ajay Mitchell for UCSB, I mean, he could be a borderline pro. So UCSB's got a little bit talent, and they got those slow drop bigs in the drop coverage. They're going to try to keep Baylor out of transition. And what Joe Pasternak, I think, wants to do, you look at that tempo, 312th in the country. They do not want to get into a track meet with Baylor. So I think UCSB, if they can just keep the possessions low, and we saw it yesterday already in this tournament, keep the possessions low, hit enough threes, and you can hang in these games as a big underdog.
Yes, absolutely. How about this? This hasn't gone well for the Big Sky, and it was a horror show for Montana State last year. What do you think of Montana State, K-State?
Yeah, I did take Montana State on the opener. I took some 8.5 and some 9. And you're right, Paulie. Last year they had to play Texas Tech in the first round, and that was like the worst matchup for these guys. They got drilled 97-62. But one thing I like about Montana State, this is a team that gets to the foul line. They have the fifth highest free throw rate in the country.
Okay.
Meanwhile, Kansas State, 298th in foul rate. So they hack away at you. And Montana State can get to the line. Montana State can also force turnovers because Kent State is around 300th in turnover percentage, even though this is a lot more talented Kansas State team. I think in Jerome Tang's first year, has got a couple impact transfers from high major programs. But Kansas State has been a different team away from the Octagon of Doom there in Manhattan. Eric Haslam, who runs Haslam Metrics, who's a frequent guest on VSiN, 357th in the away-from-home metric for K-State. So I don't think Montana State, I know the Big Sky is not a super athletic conference necessarily, but I don't think that they're going to be as overwhelmed as they were against Texas Tech. They were overwhelmed from the get-go. Texas Tech runs that no middle defense, forces Montana State to chuck a bunch of threes, and that's how you see them get blown out by 35 last year.
To follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, our guest is Wes Reynolds, host here on the network. His show is called VSiN Tonight with Matt Youmans, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, again here on VSiN. So how about Indiana's rival in that state, Purdue? And I saw this from Shot Quality, Wes. When they go back the last 6 years, the team with the best shot quality stats going into the tournament, three out of the last four champions were the number one team overall in the country. Of course, the COVID year's in there, so we can't count that. This year, it's Purdue, number one, if you can believe it or not, which I'm sure you can. But your thoughts overall, and it's a 116 game, so these are tricky. But going on beyond today, everybody's making the case that Memphis can beat them. What's your long-term prediction here for Purdue in this tournament?
Yeah, and you're right, Mitch. If you look at every single poll and they say, okay, who's the first number one seed that's going to get eliminated from this tournament? Purdue gets the majority of the votes every single time, and I don't know if I agree with that. And look, Purdue's got weaknesses. Purdue's got warts. Every team in this tournament has warts. There's not like a dominant team like a 2012 Kentucky, but this is a team that executes really well in the half court. They don't foul. They have the lowest foul rate of any team in the country. They just don't send people to the line. Offensive rebounds, not only, of course, with Edie, but with Mason Gillis, Caleb First. They've got a lot of size on this team. I actually like Purdue. I think that they're getting kind of sold short, because remember last year we all had the expectations when they had a lottery pick with Jaden Ivey. And what you saw kind of with Purdue last year, a lot of times they just stood around and watched Jaden Ivey to see what he was going to do with the ball. I think this team's a lot more connected in what was supposed to be a rebuilding year up in West Lafayette. So I actually have a lot more confidence in Purdue. I think last year Matt Painter kind of made a mistake not playing Zach Edey with Travion Williams, mm-hmm. but now Edey's the focal point down low. So I think Purdue can go far. I know Memphis or even FAU is going to be a tough matchup in any 1 versus 8, 9 because they're both athletic teams. But I like Purdue a lot more than I think a lot of the national media and a lot of the pundits do.
Very good. You can follow Wes on Twitter. He is at WesReynolds1. And again, his show is VSiN Tonight, weeknights at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, here on the Vegas Stats and Information Network. Thanks, pal. We appreciate the time today. Best of luck.
Thank you, guys. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Yep. You too. If you want his best bet, you can go to the website as well in the contest. He's got a total for his best bet tonight.
Yep. At VSiN.com. Up next, we'll wrap it up with our in-pocket plays. We'll recap how day one of the madness went for us and tell you what we're betting today coming up. And by the way, did you realize that he scored 0 points last night? This player had no points and they scored almost 100. We'll tell you who that is coming up here on Follow the Money. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Games are a burial, a blowout, a human lock. You can bet your children's, unborn children's children on these games!
I was so good that whenever I bet, I could change the odds for every bookmaker in the country.
Have it. Close strong. Well, that's it. I'm out of the contest. Will a 14, 15, or 16 win a game? No plus 260. Hello, Princeton. Bang! Arizona. So bad. Oh, to lose,
you know,
like
what?
That.
Just rip the Band-Aid off, though, on a loser like that.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Rather than it's late tonight and a 2 or 3 seed gives up a 20-point lead and that's how you lose.
Yeah, and how they did it. Up 10 with 8 minutes. And then to score 6 points in the final 11 minutes.
It was a travesty.
Just nuts. And now it's happened 3 years in a row where a 15 has won a game. Mountain Worst, fade them. When in doubt, yep, Missouri winner. And Vancouver. Goal in the first 10 on the road. Winner took 5 minutes, 30-3 on the season. Pending, Kentucky tonight. I like them against Providence. It's anti-Providence. It's also, I think we can get, if we get a good game and a good performance, you know, Kentucky's got a solid A game. Can we get it? Also, Providence is allowing 46% from three in the last 5 games, and they had a bad close to the season. Memphis Lane 3. Great game. Shouldn't be the matchup. They're not an 8. Florida Atlantic's not a 9. Hell of a matchup. I think their size will be too much for the Owls, though. And they're hot. And all their losses are close. And we know what they did last year in the tournament. Won a game. Also in the 8-9. Put a scare into Gonzaga. Miami laying 2.5 against Drake. I think they'll do enough offensively. And a Drake team that doesn't have depth. I think that'll be the difference in Miami going up-tempo will be the difference, and they'll get the win. Saturday, Auburn plus 5.5. Who knows who's playing for Houston now? This is terrible. And then it's a freaking road game as well. Shame on the committee. And Missouri minus, I'd love to take that, but Missouri Lane 6.5 against Princeton as well.
Well, you can probably find plus 6.5 in an alt number if you want.
Yeah, okay. And then all the pending. Will there be a buzzer beater in round one? Comes down to today, no minus 180. We almost had two right after start the day with West Virginia. 13 seed under 1.5 wins. And Eric Furman already got me. So that's one already. That'll be a good sweat. This is a sweat. ACC teams to make it to the round of 32. Over 2.5. I got to go 2-1 today. And that was significant juice. Could lose a couple units there. Under 1.5 one seeds to make the final four. That looks great. Under 170 and under 1.5 total buzzer beaters for the tournament at Bet Rivers, minus 250. There you go. Great job, guys.
Yeah. I can't wait to see what happens on Twitter for your notifications.
If there's a buzzer beater?
If we get a buzzer beater. It will be.
It's like the hole-in-one with a major.
It'll be,
hey, guys.
10 times more than the hole-in-one.
Oh, yes, it will.
Yeah, because Paul will not be watching games. He'll have no idea that a buzzer beater just went in.
Yeah.
Okay, the action from yesterday. Missouri with a winner. I like this team overall. And it was fading the Mountain West Conference big time yesterday for me. Winner there. You're going to realize that I do like the Fighting Bruce Pearls here. They got the winner there twice with the money line and minus one. I also bet Northwestern plus one and plus 1.5. Those are winners. And the West Virginia game got me really good, though, unfortunately. Gave that game away 2 or 3
Absolutely.
Different times.
You nailed it with your tweet. They should have been up 20 in the first half.
Yep. Duke Oral Roberts, that was dead at the gun. Had no chance with the way Oral Roberts played that game. And again, I've said this twice so far on the air today. I'll say it one more time in case you're just tuning in. The coach during
Paul Mills.
Yeah, Paul Mills. During the game, does one of those sideline interviews. We're scared. We're nervous.
Can't believe
it. Whoa.
Never would have expected that.
No.
Might have been the second biggest surprise of the day. other than Arizona, was Oral Roberts had nothing, and the game was over 5 minutes in. Yep.
The first half unders that I played yesterday early on, they got there. San Diego State, Charleston, under 66.5. That was a winner. Virginia Furman, first half under, was bonkers. It was 19-10, under 9 to play. Then it explodes, and it was going to go over. Then it completely died and took a miracle to get there. Houston, minus 19, had no chance of covering that game. And that also got me good yesterday. And San Diego State was the one team that I bet in the Mountain West Conference. It got there, minus 4. Look, should they have covered? Absolutely not, but they did. I'm not going to complain.
You're the raccoon. You're taking the food and you're running away.
Yep. Here's what I'm adding today. VCU plus the 4.5. Talked about this game earlier in the show. St. Mary's, they've been struggling turning the ball over. Well, VCU is a top 20 team defensively with the efficiency metrics, right? We're talking about Gonzaga's defense turning them over. Tough time for the St. Mary's guards.
Yep.
VCU's defense, much better than Gonzaga's, much better than BYU's. Also, like, St. Mary's hasn't played a game in 10 days. Going to get a little rust here maybe from that team.
Okay.
The Gonzaga team total over 85.5.
I do like the Albany angle, too, that Tim Murray brought up.
That's not an easy flight.
Yeah. And okay. It's an 11 o'clock or 2 o'clock, whatever. Yeah, 11 o'clock body clock game.
Yep.
10 a.m., 11 a.m.
So I'm on the Zags team total over 85.5. I'll probably do first half over 41.5 as well. I generally like to look at unders more than overs here. But I think with the matchup against Grand Canyon specifically, the number one offense in the country is going to go off. I would not be surprised if they score 100 in this game. I had to do it, too. Another over here. Zach Edey's prop is 22.5 points.
Yeah, way too low.
FDU has the smallest team in the country per KenPom. They're also one of the worst teams defensively. Their opponent the other night couldn't hit the broadside of a barn.
Blowout scenario could get you.
That's the one thing that concerns me. If Purdue's up by 30 with 12 minutes, then okay. Yep. And then I'm with you again with Auburn on Saturday, plus 5.5 against Houston.
And great job, guys. In Pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials. They're awesome. Posted after noon Eastern at BetRivers.com. You can find every pick by every host and guest, VSiN.com/picks. Let's close strong. This happened to me yesterday to start the day. I missed the first 5 minutes of Maryland and West Virginia. For the second time in my life, I locked myself out. I thought my keys were in my back pocket. They were on a coffee table. So I had to do that. And I haven't done cardio since the Reagan administration. I've been candid about that. So
why?
It was the longest.
Go to the gym.
Yeah, okay.
Get a bike.
Get a bike.
Whatever,
Get real. It was the longest walk of maybe Jordan's life, too, the little fella. I had to take him to go get the key when my neighbor at the time was like, well, it's not far. Oh, it's far. I have to walk.
Yeah.
Then it's cold out for what we're used to. But this also happened. Freshman year of college, Josh Hansen, my roommate, he's the kid that knocked over the bong water. Remember, in the bong water all over the carpet, and it reeked. I go, I can't wait for this year to end. Uh-huh. This is miserable. So Josh Hansen, my college roommate, you would come out of your room, and then we all shared the showers. It was in the dorm.
Yeah.
Well, he locked himself out. He's got nothing on but a towel. So he has to walk down in front of everybody, and it's busy. Everyone's going to class. He had to walk all the way down, like, 10-minute walk to go to the people and say, can I get the spare? I locked myself out as I was taking a shower.
And it happened to you again yesterday.
Nothing all but a towel. That happened to Josh Hansen, but it's happened to me twice in my life. But I thought of the Josh Hansen thing where the kid's doing it. He's getting ready for school at 8 a.m.
How long did it take you to actually get back into your house then?
To get the key. It wasn't that long of a process, but it was.
Okay. Let me pay off the tees first. Brandon Miller is the player who scored 0 points yesterday.
Yeah, right, sure.
Okay.
That's something to watch. I mean, now Oates says he got a groin.
Yeah. So this, I can't believe it happened to you because I was going to say, like, last week, I want to tell you a story, but you got to promise not to make fun of me. You got to let it breathe for a minute, right? I also got locked out of my house two Fridays ago.
Oh.
And by the way, it was at night on a Friday night.
Oh.
And it was like, the overnight was touching freezing. It was like 40 degrees and I'm in shorts and a t-shirt. I let my dogs out and the latch on the door, they reverse engineered it. So the latch, when it's down, it means it's locked. So it's got to be up. It's got to be locked. So when I closed the door, the latch locked on me. I didn't know. No phone, nothing. It's dark at night. It's getting cold. I had to hop a fence with no shoes, no socks on twice. I was searching for keys everywhere. I couldn't think of what I was going to do. I tore a screen off of our house, a window screen.
Right.
I thought I was looking for big rocks. I thought I was going to have to smash a window.
Right.
My wife's out of town. I don't have my phone on me. I don't know what to do. I don't live next to anybody where I can't walk to a gas. I don't have numbers memorized.
Sure.
So what am I? I'm looking for. I got into my garage, but I found a couple of blankets. I'm like, the dogs were in the house at this point. They went through the doggy door. They're looking at me through the door. I'm like, guys, I might have.
Couldn't you go through the doggy door?
No, it's
you couldn't fit.
Okay. It's big. I thought, guys, you're going to have to come outside and sleep with me to keep me warm tonight because I only had like one small blanket. I finally thought.
It's like the Tauntaun in Empire Strikes Back.
I'm completely panicking. I thought for sure I have to bust a window out of my house. For the second time then, it finally dawned on me, jump the fence, idiot. Go knock on a neighbor's door to see if anybody's home.
Yeah.
To use their cell phone to call like a locksmith. But again, it's late on a Friday night. The first guy that we tried answered, I'll be there in 20 minutes. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Come on. Tip him?
Oh, absolutely.
There you go.
Heavy. No doubt. Save me.
Yeah, I see.
I thought it was a chance I was going to freeze to death that night.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I mean, it was honestly, at that point, I thought it's 100-1 odds that I have a chance to get in this house. I found like a big rock, like this big, like a bowl. I was going to break
the window.
I had to.
Every man for himself. Had to.
But here's the tricky part, too.
Andy Dufresne.
If I couldn't egg the dogs to come out through the doggy door with me, I'm taking a chance to break that window. The glass is going to fly all over them.
Sure it is.
So I'm completely stuck.
That did happen to me. Luckily, we had a German Shepherd and Husky at the time, so I fit through the door.
Oh, wow. Wow,
that's
huge.
What I did, yeah.
If you miss any of the show, follow the money wherever you get your podcast. Kill it today and this week, and we're back Monday. See ya. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.